It is my honor and pleasure, Mr. Secretary General. Welcome to the United Nations. This is your home. May I now invite you to say a few words to us all.
Under-Secretary General Catherine Pollard introducing the new UN chief to hundreds of staff members gathered on Tuesday morning here in the lobby of the UN Secretariat building.
Dear colleagues, this is indeed a very emotional moment for me. I'm humbled and happy to be with all of you here today.
Addressing the crowd without prepared notes, Mr. Guterres said he was proud to be back at the UN after a decade in charge of the refugee agency up until last year. But he quickly moved on to outline the challenges facing the whole organization in the year ahead.
I think we should have no illusions. We are facing very challenging times. Conflicts multiply and are interlinked with this new phenomenon of global terrorism. Conflicts in which international humanitarian law is not respected. Situations in which we see massive human rights violations. Even refugee law is no longer as respected as it was a few years ago.
Under his leadership, he said the UN needed to remove what he called the straitjacket of bureaucracy, which would require a lot of dialogue with member states. All staff members, he said, needed to earn the right to do the right thing.
You need to be able to have to respond to the anxieties, to the concerns, and to the aspirations of everybody around the world. That's not easy. And let's be honest, we are not yet entirely ready to do it properly. So we need to have a strong engagement to change and to reform and to improve. And that engagement needs to be our engagement, of all of us. We still fail in relation to prevention of conflicts and to conflict resolution. We still have difficulties in bringing together peace and security, sustainable development, and human rights that are three aspects of the same reality.
Above all, said the new Secretary General, the entire staff needed to work better together in service of the UN Charter and the world at large.
I'm sure I'm not a miracle maker. And the only way for us to be able to achieve our goals is to really work together as a team and to be able to deserve to serve the noble values enshrined in the Charter that are the values of the UN, that are the values that unite mankind.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.